For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. For the first time since 2012, Kentuckians will vote in a referendum to amend the state constitution. Voters will decide whether or not to approve Marcy's Law, which would give crime victims the same rights afforded to the accused, including a voice in the judicial process. Some opponents say the referendum is unnecessary and could create unintended consequences. Lisa Autry brings us both perspectives in this report.
I got married on August 9, 2008. I was super happy, and Granny, she helped with the wedding all that day and a couple of weeks up leading to the wedding.
Teresa Huber looks through wedding pictures at her Monroe County home, pictures of the good times she shared with her grandmother, Clarine Adams. All she has now are the memories. Huber lost her grandmother to a violent crime on April 6, 2010.
I step in the back door. She was laying on the floor, face down. At that time also, I heard like a thump. And there was a mirror on the bedroom door, and I seen a gentleman standing through the mirror. I backed out of the house, and then I ran to my car, called 911.
A convicted felon and the son of a next-door neighbor raped and strangled the 78-year-old Adams inside her home during a burglary. Following his arrest and confession, Huber found herself navigating the justice system.
I had never been in a court system ever. It's scary.
Kentucky is one of only 16 states without constitutional protections for crime victims. The accused and convicted have many rights codified in the state constitution, but crime victims have only statutory protections. The group Marcy's Law for Kentucky wants to amend the state constitution to include a crime victim's bill of rights that would give victims the same protections that defendants have, such as the right to be included in all court hearings.
I was one that was very persistent on calling the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, like weekly, and asking when's he going to be in court. I'm hoping Marcy's Law will get passed where the crime victims will know that they are allowed to go to every court proceeding, that they're notified when the perpetrator isn't going to be in court.
Kentucky already has a crime victim's bill of rights by statute, but it's not enshrined in the state constitution. And State Senator Whitney Westerfield of Hopkinsville, who sponsored the ballot measure in the General Assembly, says that's not sufficient.
There are some statutory rights for crime victims on the books right now, but they only apply to victims of about 15 or so different crimes. We've got over 400 felonies and criminal code violations on the books in Kentucky. Most victims have no rights.
Marcy's Law would give crime victims additional protections by considering things such as their safety when determining bail and setting conditions of release. Kentuckians will vote on Marcy's Law in a referendum on November 6th. The ballot question before voters is this: are you in favor of providing constitutional rights to the victims of crime, including the right to be treated fairly, with dignity and respect, and the right to be informed and have a voice in the judicial process? While that language may seem appealing on the surface, some civil liberties and criminal rights groups say Marcy's Law is troubling once you get into the details. David Ward is president of the Kentucky Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. He says the fundamental problem with Marcy's Law is that it undermines the presumption of innocence.
We're turning that on its head and saying, before we even set bail for the accused, we're going to identify a victim of the commission of a crime. And that's pretty dangerous.
The Kentucky Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers filed a lawsuit in August aimed at keeping Marcy's Law off the ballot, but a judge ruled earlier this month it was too late to remove the question. However, he said the ballot question is vague and doesn't explain how the law would affect the criminal justice system. He ruled the results of the referendum would not be certified. That ruling is being appealed. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.